Welcome to Greater Finance Daily. We bring you the latest from the ongoing crypto and fintech revolution. I'm Gustav.
And I'm Alex.
Good morning, Alex. Today is Monday. No, it's Tuesday, 21st of September. How are you doing today?
Correct. I'm doing well today. I'm ready for yet another episode. How are you, Gustav?
Yeah, I'm great. The market, have you had a look?
It's looking extremely red, but it's not a surprise with what happened yesterday with the Evergrande, I guess.
Yeah, if it is that, we're not sure, but we're going to go through that. We have, without going into each different coin and so on, we have about 10% down on average in the crypto. And we have, of course, the news about Evergrande pushes prices back. Over 250 billion gone in less than 24 hours, and we're going to go through that. DeFi hack targeting Binance Smart Chain sees 12.7 million in Bitcoin stolen. Then we have the Thai SEC, so the SEC in Thailand issues license to Ethereum-based real estate project. And then we have another topic about Optimism announces upgrades enabling one-click roll-up deployment, and also Turkey at war with crypto according to President Erdogan. Should we start with the first one? Have you got into what Evergrande is all about?
I haven't really deep dive into that, Gustav. I think you have a much better view on this one.
I've looked into it a little bit and read a couple of articles, and Evergrande is or they might go bankrupt. They have those bonds that they get the money from, and it seems like they can't pay their interest rate basically. And Evergrande, for the ones who don't know, is the largest property developer in China, and they're worth $305 billion. And this has quickly spread the news about it, and many say that it could be a Lehman Brothers moment in China. And of course, this makes a lot of investors around the world afraid, and not the least, a lot of bigger institutions and financial institutions, they own stocks in Evergrande. And when an event like this happens, they have to sell other holdings to potentially cover their losses if this will happen. So we'll see how this unfolds. Do you have any thoughts on this, Alex?
I heard that tomorrow or on Wednesday, no, Thursday, I think, one of the interest payments was due, and it was uncertainties whether they are going to be able to pay those interest rates on their bonds they've given out. It just seems like crazy cheap money is now the consequences might come here. We will see. What's your take, Gustav?
Just that I hope that it's not this true, but we will see. Next up is DeFi hack targeting Binance Smart Chain. Sees 12.7 million in Bitcoin stolen. What happened here?
So there has been another DeFi attack, this time on Binance Smart Chain. So to make it clear here, it's not Binance Smart Chain itself that has been hacked, but the protocol building on top of Binance Smart Chain. Roughly $12.7 million worth of tokenized Bitcoin has been stolen, and it's from the network or the platform called P Network. And they published a Twitter thread on yesterday, where they were saying that they were sorry to inform the community that an attacker was able to leverage a bug in our code base and attack PBTC on Bitcoin on Binance Smart Chain, stealing 277 Bitcoin, which was most of its collateral in there. So this is, of course, terrible to hear. And another smart contract bug, which is causing devastating losses for retail investors.
And yeah, that's... It's never good with those hacks, but I guess the more hacks we have, the better people get at, the developers get at IT security and protecting others' monies. But of course, not at all good for the what do you say, end users involved in this.
100%.
Should we move on to next?
Let's move on. Thailand's version of SEC is issuing a license to an Ethereum-based real estate project. And yep. This is basically about the SEC in Thailand, who has given a license to an asset-backed token offering, which is based on the Ethereum blockchain. And the company behind this is called Fraction. And they can basically now give out fractional ownership of physical or digital assets. And now we are moving into the really interesting thing when it comes to cryptocurrencies, where you can have fractionalized ownership. So in the future, or with Fraction, even now in Thailand, maybe you'll be able to own 1% of a like huge mansion there and be able to make profit from that part instead of buying the whole house itself, which you want to afford anyway, or most of us won't afford it. So it's really cool that we are able to own fractions of assets. What's your take here, Gustav?
No, I think this is like two key things. One is to fractionalize things, and then you have this physical object on blockchain. And I think this is really interesting to see that the regulators want this as well. I know that there are many like startups around the world that of course see an opportunity here, and I would like to be able to buy parts of apartments or different properties to be able to have it as an investment. And I think many other people will as well.
It's really cool. It's like decentralizing the opportunities. It's or making it possible for everyone, not only the rich, to go into the buy the properties there.
Yeah, I like that. Decentralized opportunities.
Everything is decentralized.
Talking about opportunities, next up is Optimism announced upgrades enabling one-click rollup deployment. What is this about?
So Optimism is a layer two scaling solution built, that is tied with the Ethereum blockchain. So instead of doing all your transactions on the base layer, which costs an enormous amount of transaction fees when the network is clogged, which it basically is all the time now. So Optimism, the layer two solution, they want to enable this one-click rollup deployment. So you're basically using Optimism's infrastructure, which is getting its security from the Ethereum blockchain. But yeah, you basically get zero fees there. You transact like it's not even on Ethereum. So it goes instantly. Yeah. Basically, it has all the features as you have on Ethereum, but you don't have the enormous amount of transaction fees.
But you still have, when you use it, you still have to make a transaction, Ethereum transaction, to get there, or?
Yeah, you have to deploy there. That's true. I'm not sure exactly if it requires the same gas costs. When we're talking about transaction fees on Ethereum blockchain, it's more the gas costs is kind of covering many different parts. It's not only one transaction costs the same, but it depends on how much data you send, etc. But the rollup itself, like when you create the when you go from Ethereum to Optimism, you probably have to make a transaction and pay the whole fee. I'm not sure about that, to be honest.
Yeah, but that is how it works, actually.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I think it's really interesting with all these layer two solutions. We have the Arbitrum and then Optimism, and we have others. And it's just shows how much effort is being built in just by developers to build out the infrastructure, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And as we see things like this progressing, we see it much easier for you and me to be able to use, like to build our economies on top of, for example, Optimism, instead of paying huge amount of fees for every single transaction we make on Ethereum.
Exactly. All right. Next up is, we are at war with crypto, says Turkish President Erdogan. I had missed this. I've heard before that since the Turkish currency haven't gone that well, and there have been a high adoption of crypto in Turkey. So I'm not surprised, but I haven't read it. What is it about?
Okay. It was basically a Q&A event in Turkey where an attendant was talking about their CBDC platform and asked if they're going to embrace cryptocurrencies as well. And then Erdogan basically said that they have absolutely no intention at all of embracing cryptocurrencies. And he even said, on the contrary, we have a separate war, a separate fight against them. So it's pretty clear that Erdogan would never lend his support to cryptos. But he wants to improve their infrastructure there with their central bank digital currency and going to test it this year, I think, late this year. But cryptocurrencies is not on the cards of Turkey right now.
Yeah, and I see that it is mentioned in the article that his latest comments might be an end for Turkey's crypto-friendly era, in which several global crypto exchanges such as Binance and Huobi set up operations or have done that. So we'll see how it develops. But this is just as I think we have predicted, that many countries, they will try to do all they can to protect their own currency against crypto when crypto grows, because that then it will be an actual threat to
100%
country's currency. Yeah. All right. Anything else on today's quick episode?
No, not really today. An NFT blog is ready. We're going to push it up in the coming days, so stay tuned for that.
That's awesome. All right, Alex, have a fantastic day, and we see all of you listeners tomorrow again.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, Gustav.
Ciao.
Bye.